Grace be unto you and mercy from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Dear fellow redeemed, our text for this evening helps us to reflect upon the great significance of Good Friday. What does it mean that Christ suffered and died? What does it mean when Jesus says these terrible things are happening in a green tree? It'll be worse in a dry. You know, the information stream, media of all sorts, is full of people who are willing to, well, basically ignore what the Bible says about Good Friday. Especially what Scripture says about Good Friday from its very beginning, in even the oldest books of the Old Testament, so that they can bring their own ideas to the table. Shall we say their own exalted ideas? Some examples. Jesus died as a martyr for the cause. It's always unclear what cause. Hardly a firebrand, this Jesus. Or, Jesus died as an act of self-sacrifice to show that God loves everybody, will condemn nobody. What's the connection? Some even say, well, Jesus never knew what happened. He died confused about his purpose and mission, didn't really know what had hit him. And of course, these are just foolish ideas imposing a modernist ideology on the scriptural record. But there are some ideas that are partly true. Some say Jesus died only because he incited envy among the leaders of the people. Well, he did incite envy, but that wasn't the reason that he died. Or some say Jesus died and was killed to avoid provoking the Romans as they would put down his rebellion. Well, except there's no real rebellion. Or Jesus died to show us how to die with courage and long-suffering. Well, that makes him just another hero. Of course, then there are the ideas of how the death of Jesus should affect us. Let me tell you how to feel. That's the kind of idea. You should see what happened to Jesus as a result of our sins, and you should feel bad and find the motivation then to change your ways. Or you should see what happened to Jesus and feel brave to die for what you believe. And then I think the one that so many people reflect upon, we should look at what happened to Jesus and feel pity for such terrible suffering. This, people say, is how we should feel. And it's a pretty popular idea, even to the point where some elaborate on it and say that we can somehow share in the suffering of Jesus through empathy, through sympathy, through pity. And that's the idea that Jesus really addresses in our text. A large number of people followed him, it says in Luke 23, including women who mourned and wailed for him. Jesus turned and said to them, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children. For the time will come when you will say, 'Blessed are the barren women, the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.'" And then Jesus poses the last of our searching questions of the Passion that we consider this year. "For if men do these things when the tree is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Jesus was on the path to the cross, but it was a path that led to life. Apart from Christ, Jerusalem was on a path to judgment, a path that led to death. Jesus, that green tree, the source of all life, was on his way to face death. But Jesus would be victorious. He did this willingly, not for our pity. On the other hand, those in Jerusalem were told, because of the unbelief there, because they had rejected the Lord of life, that green tree, they were really the dry, dead tree that would suffer at the hands of the Romans, as it turned out, but would suffer because they had rejected the Lord of life. They were the ones that really needed pity. Jesus suffered indeed, that's true. But he suffered as one who in an incredible conflict suffers but rises victorious. And it's true that his suffering was worse than anybody else's suffering ever. But not because of the pitiful spectacle of his crucifixion. I mean, human history is full of literally millions of crucifixions. Human history is full of horrible accounts of torture and affliction. In fact, what Jerusalem would face in the year 70 was so terrible that it would eclipse the suffering even of the crucified. No, what made Jesus' suffering so great was that he suffered the wrath of God for the sins of the world. As our service is emphasizing tonight, and as you hear a theme repeated over and over again, Jesus' passion is all about rejection. It's not that he's just rejected by his people, his nation, his church, by mankind. But that bearing the sins of the world, he's rejected by God. And that is the significance of Good Friday. It isn't just another pitiful chapter. It's a sacrifice for the sins of the world. And that has always been the message of Scripture about Good Friday. We could go back 700 years before the time of Christ when Isaiah wrote, and he put it so clearly. He was despised and rejected by men, it says in Isaiah 53, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. If men do these things when the tree is green, Jesus said, what will they do when it is dry? Jesus was on the path to the cross. The path that led to life. Apart from Christ, Jerusalem was on the path that led to death. Jesus is the green tree from whom life springs. Jerusalem is the dead tree that has no life. The judgment that fell on that city, men, women, children, was terrible to behold because they rejected the Christ as the one who had come, not as an object of pity, but to be the atoning sacrifice for sin, giving life to the world. And what Christ suffered was what those suffer who are cast off from God because of their sin. And yes, their fate should fill us with horror and pity toward them. The pity that Jesus showed. Notice, he directs our pity not to himself, but to those who do not know him, that we might point them to him who is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Amen.